You've heard of bird watching and whale watching, but wolf watching? Well, it turns out an entire industry of tour companies has cropped up outside of Yellowstone National Park. Montana Public Radio's Dan Boyce got the chance to see and hear a wild wolf pack.
The first hints of light are just starting to brighten the morning sky as Nathan Barley and I head into Yellowstone in his black Suburban. We drive winding, snowy roads through the Black Tail Plateau.
It's a great area to find wolves because it's the habitat for their primary prey in the winter, which is elk and bison.
Varley grew up just outside the park, and it's here where wolves killing livestock and big game have created the passionate controversy around these animals. Varley earned his PhD studying wolves, but academia wasn't a good fit. So about 6 years ago, he started a wildlife tour company called The Wild Side.
We've been adding programs, doing higher volume each year than the year before. Thinking this might be a good sighting for us.
We're walking out to a bluff overlooking Slough Creek. Barley directs me to a spotting scope pointing across the valley.
Look through here, you say I can.
Oh yeah, there's some wolves.
About a dozen, more than a half mile away.
It seems like they've already had their breakfast.
That's Englishman Darren Sande. He and his wife Beverly are here on their first winter tour of the park.
All the wolves had their heads raised. Some were still laid down. Big grey at the top of the hill, fully extended, head back, thrown back.
And then we hear it.
It's something that you will not hear as a normal day-to-day person.
It's unearthly, it's magical, it's mystical sort of sound.
And it goes through you.
And it seems to bounce off everywhere. So while they're howling, it's like nothing else goes on.
They howl for about 2 minutes. Afterward, we head back to the Suburban. Barley says his typical clients have idealized, romantic notions of wolves. They expect noble creatures that mate for life and kill only what they need.
Well, the reality is they're top carnivores and predators, and they're effective at being that way because they're these very honed, skilled killing machines.
Nathan Varley's not romantic about wolves. He's respectful, both as a scientist and as a businessman. For NPR News, I'm Dan Boyce in Yellowstone National Park.
This is NPR News.